Our scripture for today comes from the Gospel of Mark, the fifth chapter, starting at verse 21. I'm going to read down through verse 43. Sometimes this passage is known as a miracle on the way to a miracle. A miracle on the way to a miracle. Listen to this story. When Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake. Then one of the synagogue leaders, named Jairus, came, and when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet. He pleaded earnestly with him, "My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live." So Jesus went with him. A large crowd followed and pressed around him. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all that she had. Instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, "If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed." Immediately her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once, Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" "You see the people crowding against you," his disciples answered, "and yet you ask, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." While Jesus was still speaking, some people came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader. "Your daughter is dead," they said. "Why bother the teacher anymore?" Overhearing what they said, Jesus told him, "Don't be afraid. Just believe." He did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the house of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw a commotion with people crying and wailing aloud. He went in and said to them, "Why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead, but asleep." But they laughed at him. After he put them all out, he took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him, and he went in where the child was. He took her by the hand, and he said to her, "Talitha cum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, get up." Immediately the girl stood up and began to walk around. She was 12 years old. At this they were completely astonished. He gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this and told them to give her something to eat. We love to hear that song about "He touched me." This miracle happens the opposite way. She touched him. And a matter of fact, she only touched his clothes. That was all. This passage has so much in it. It is so rich, and it is so dynamic, and it is so fruitful. especially when you consider what's going on with the synagogue leader Jairus coming and saying, "Jesus, please come, my daughter is dying." I can't imagine what it was like to be that man. Can't imagine that at all. He begs Jesus to come. And on the way, Jesus gets held up, and Jairus' daughter dies. I can't imagine what it would be like to be Jairus. Maybe if Jesus hadn't been held up, my daughter wouldn't have died. Because somebody comes and tells him what? Don't bother the teacher anymore. Your daughter has already died. And matter of fact, when Jesus gets there, they laugh at him when he says she's not dead. And the amazing thing, I think, there at the end of that story is that Jesus tells them, don't tell anybody. Do you not remember there were a bunch of people in the room before Jesus chased them out? They knew she was dead. They're out in the midst of the community now telling people, Jairus' daughter died. Jesus didn't get here soon enough. Could you imagine what it would be like later that day for the community to see Jairus' daughter walking around? I hope you caught one minor detail that really is a major detail as I read the story. How long had the lady been sick? 12 years. How old was Jairus' daughter? 12. Just something interesting to notice. But I want to deal with this center section. I've talked about the outside pieces of it. If you read the Gospel of Mark, over and over again, Mark does that. He starts with something and ends with the same thing, but in the middle, there's something else. He starts and then ends, but surprises you in the middle with something more. You see, this lady said what? If I just touch his clothes. She didn't want to hold him up. She didn't want to keep him from doing what he was doing. But in her mind, she thought, if I could just touch his clothes, I would be healed. Look at what it says about this lady. She had had this problem of bleeding for 12 years. She had been to every doctor she could find, and no one could help her. No one. Matter of fact, it says she spent her whole fortune trying to get help, and the doctors only made her worse. And she said, if I could just touch his clothes. Can you imagine what that would be like? This is where I like to use my imagination and get into the story. There are people crowded around Jesus as he's walking to Jairus' house. There are people crowded in there. Matter of fact, they're crowded in so close that when Jesus does stop and say, "Who touched me?" his disciples say, "How will we ever be able to identify who did this? Are you not paying attention to how many people there are here, Jesus? It could have been anyone." I'm sure that she had to give some effort to get in there to even touch his clothes. It was not that she was sitting by the roadside and Jesus walked very close to her and she just reached out. I think she had to push in there. I think she had to make an effort to get in there. She had to decide, I am going to do this. I am going to step into there. I am going if I just. Are there times that you wish you could take a step closer to Jesus and receive a fuller blessing? Are there times that you wish you could do that? Just a fuller blessing. One of my greatest goals as a pastor is to help people never miss the blessings that God has for them. Never. You see, this lady wouldn't have been blessed, what? If she had not pushed in there. If she had not made an effort. If she had not tried. If she had not taken the step that she needed to take, she wouldn't have received a fuller blessing. It may seem to some of you that why would I even ask this question? Because, oh yes, I want a fuller blessing. I want to be blessed more. Are you doing what needs to be done to be blessed? Are you pushing in there? Are you trying to get closer to Jesus? Are you... God promised that God would take care of us, and God promised that God would bless us. But folks, we have a responsibility too. You see, God goes to bless me, and I can run the other direction if I so desire. Can't I? I can turn away from God and say, I don't want any more blessings. Yeah, I know, that sounds crazy, doesn't it? But I know plenty of people that do it. They make no effort to get closer to Jesus to find out what the blessings are for them. It's almost as though they sit somewhere and they say, Lord, I want to be blessed, but you better come over here and bless me. Because I'm not moving. If this lady had not moved, she never would have been blessed. Jesus would have walked right on by. It took effort on her part. It took determination. It took a decision to say that, yes, I want a fuller blessing. Yes, I am going to do something about that. Are there times that you want a fuller blessing? Is that your heart's desire? It may be that you need a blessing for something that's followed you or bothered you for years. Maybe you're looking for a blessing because you need one, because something has followed you or bothered you for years. It has hounded you. It has dogged you. It has gone everywhere that you've gone and you wished it was gone away. How long did it say this woman had this problem? 12 years. 12 years she had this problem. And she finally said, I'm going to do anything I can to be done. And she did with the doctors, didn't she? She spent every penny she had, and the doctors couldn't do anything for her. And matter of fact, the doctors made it worse. And she said, if I just touch his clothes, I don't need him to stop and bless me. I don't need him to talk to me. I don't need him to lay his hands on me and heal me. Matter of fact, I don't want to stop him from what he's doing. I just want him to touch. I want to touch his clothes, and it will be over with. What's been following you around? What has burdened you? What has dogged you and followed you everywhere that you have gone? And you wish that it was done with and that it was gone and it wasn't there anymore. Are you willing to go, if I just... Are you willing to do that? Maybe you feel there's too many things or too many people in the way. There's just too much going on in the midst of your life, and no, I can't have that. You may feel as there are too many things or too many people in the way. I still remember one gentleman that I met and was having some problems in his life. And I asked him, have you talked to God about these problems? And very seriously, and this was a man who went to church almost every week, and he looked at me and very seriously said, no, I have not talked to God about this. And I said, why not? Well, God's got a lot of other things that God's doing, and my problem's not that big. That's why I know there are people out there that will not take the step they need to take. They won't say in their mind at all, if I just... God's too busy. I've heard that before. God's got bigger issues. And this lady said, if I just touch his clothes, I don't need to hold him up. I don't need to talk to him. He doesn't need to touch me. I just need to touch the hem of his garment. Have you ever said, Lord, as soon as I get these bills straight, I'll sit down and spend some time with you. Lord, we're having a really tough time at work right now, and I wish you'd help me with that, but until I get through that tough time, I just don't have more time to give to you. Lord, I've got to work 7 days a week because there's just so much that needs to be done, and I don't have time to set aside for you right now, but I promise after a while I'll be able to do it. That's what I'm talking about. I will give you a secret, though. Some of you won't believe me, but I'll give you a secret. If you only work 6 days a week and you take one day off, you will always accomplish more than the person who works 7 days a week. Always. If you don't believe me, try it. I challenge you. Try it. God only worked six and took one day off. When I work seven, I'm saying I'm better than God. Think about that. If only I forget about everything else, and if only I take a step next to Him, it'll be over with. There's not too many people in the way. I mean, I don't think this lady was walking up in the midst of the crowd and pushing people like this. Okay? But I think she found a way to get in there in between people and get right up next to Jesus. And Jesus said, who did that? And the disciples said, are you crazy? Look at how many people there are. Everybody right around you has touched you. He says, no, something happened. And she spoke up and said, it was me. I did it. And Jesus says, you're healed. That's all it took. That's all it took. Is it time for you to take a step? Is it time for you to take action? Is it time for you to take a step and watch what Jesus is willing to do for you? Is it time? The first step that some people need to take is to come to Jesus Christ and make Him their Lord and their Savior. I think the second step that comes right after that is you've got to make a commitment to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. That means a concerted effort every day. That means to find out, what does it mean to be a disciple? Being a disciple is not just showing up at church. I just want to be clear about that. That's not being a disciple. That's part of what a disciple does. But just showing up at church doesn't make you a disciple of Jesus Christ. Is it time for you to take a step? My understanding of ministry, my understanding of spiritual growth that God desires for us is that you come to Jesus Christ and you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, and then you follow through on that and continue to grow spiritually. I have met people that have been in churches and attended churches their whole life, and they can't find things in the Bible. They don't know where the stories are. They don't know where the scriptures are to support them and lift them up. They don't know where the scriptures are that say, I can be assured of my salvation. They don't know where the scriptures are that says, I am positive I'm forgiven by God because I repented of my sins. Do you know where those scriptures are? Do you know where the scriptures are that God says, I guarantee I will guide you in this life if you will? I want to let you know, there's a lot of people out there that trust in the promises of God. Amen? I want you to know there are more promises of God that are if-then statements than there are promises that say, I will. God says, if you will do this, I promise you I will do this. And it also works the other way. God says, if you won't do this, I promise you I won't do this. Go and look. That's how most of the promises in the Bible are. Most of the promises in the Bible are, if you will live this way, if you will act this way, if you will reach out, if you will make disciples, if you will take a step, I will bless you. Is it time for you to take a step? Is it time for you to push through the crowds? Is it time for you to set aside all the busyness of your life? Is it maybe time to get rid of some possessions so that you don't have to maintain them? Is it time to set aside some organizations because they're not helping you grow in Christ? Are you willing to do what this lady did? If I just... You know how to finish that statement, don't you? God has already touched your heart and told you how that statement needs to be finished. If I just do this, I will grow spiritually. I will experience more blessings from God. I will see people around me who need God. I'll be able to speak to them about that. I want to grow in my relationship. If I just... How do you finish the sentence? Can you imagine how this lady walked away from Jesus? Having dealt with an issue that plagued her for 12 years. I'm willing to bet, I got an imagination, folks. I'm willing to bet she danced away. I'm willing to bet she yelled as she walked away. I'm willing to bet that she told everybody she met, look at what Jesus did for me, because I said, if I just touch his clothes. I bet there was an excitement level that could not be contained. What about you? Is that what you see in that story? These people are real people. I don't think she touched Jesus and Jesus says, well, you're healed. And she said, oh, thank you. Now I can go about my life. Got to go to Walmart now. I don't think that's what she did. Do you? What step have you got to take? You already know how to finish that sentence. If I just, you know how to finish it. Matter of fact, that's your deepest desire. And you've really been hoping that God would hear you. But I'm afraid to take a step because maybe God won't hear me. I'm afraid to take a step because maybe God won't bless me. Here's what I'm going to tell you. If you don't take a step, you'll never know. I will guarantee that. If you don't take a step, you will never know. What are you going to lose if you do? You might lose something that's been plaguing you for years. To me, that's a no-brainer. That is an absolute no-brainer to me. It's time to take the step. What do you think? Will you take the step you need to take today? And also say, if I just. If I just. You know how to finish it. You know what God's asking you. Whether you've walked with Jesus for 10 minutes or 10 decades. Okay, I know nobody in here is that old, okay? I'm not calling anybody that old. But if you've walked with Jesus for 10 minutes or 10 decades, it's time for you to take a step. Today. What are you going to do? I'm going to be here at the front. If somebody needs to come forward as Mary Graham plays today after I pray. If you need to come forward to accept Jesus and start that relationship. If your relationship with Jesus Christ has faltered for a number of years. If you realize today that you haven't been taking the steps that God's asking you to take. It's time to take a physical step today. Not just where you are. You can do that, yes. But it's time to take a physical step. If the lady hadn't made the effort to touch Jesus' clothes, she never would have been healed. What effort have you got to make today? Let us pray. Lord, each one of us knows. Each one of us knows how to finish this sentence. If I just, and Lord, within our hearts, we know what follows the word just in that sentence. And for some reason or another, we've delayed. For some reason or another, we've paused. For some reason or another, we've expected you to come find us, lift us up, and say you're healed. But Lord, throughout Scripture, we see so many examples like this. Not only this woman, but also the story around this. If Jairus had not taken the step to come find Jesus, his daughter would have stayed dead. Lord, we all know what step we got to take. We all know where we must go and what we must do. We know what commitment we must make. Help us to be as bold as this woman, as bold as Jairus in the story. And just finish the sentence with the action that's needed. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.